Michael Van Stratton's with Dr. Michael Van Stratton. How are you, Michael?
I'm very well and enjoying nice weather, which I hope you are too.
Well, I think the Costa Blanca cousins are, but here in the Costa del Sol, ironically named, it's very cloudy at the moment. But yes.
Well, we've had a sort of a spring weekend.
I know, I've seen
you. Sitting out in the bar terraces and walking in the around the lake. It's lovely weather.
Yes, I've had some friends in France send me that. But normal service will resume, Michael. So don't worry about that. The sun will return to the Costa del Sol, that's for sure. Maybe you'll come down again one day. We'll see you here. You never know.
I would love to do that.
Let's start off with acupuncture helps reduce the symptoms of menopause.
Yeah, really interesting study. You know, for years there have been disputes, particularly amongst the doctors and the scientists, all saying that acupuncture is a load of nonsense and it's a waste of time, and you know, totally ignoring the fact that for more than 5,000 years the Chinese have used it as their main source of medicine, and you know, until modern times, and it's still being used, and it works. I used acupuncture in my practice for over 40 years, and of course, it's not a miracle, but for many conditions, it works, and it works extremely well. And this is a new piece of research published in this week's edition of the British Medical Journal. So serious, reviewed, properly, you know, checked and approved research, and very, very interesting. They used quite a large number of patients, women, menopausal women, and what they did was they looked at some of the symptoms which are the most distressing for women. Hot flashes, sweating, mood swings, bad sleep, skin and hair problems. These are the things that really upset many, many women when their menopause arrives. Now, you know, you've got to be honest, lots of women go through the menopause without a hiccup. You know, they sail through it, no problems at all. But for many, it's a miserable and wretched amount of time. And they really, really do suffer. And yes, there are other treatments, there are hormone treatments, but they have all sorts of potential side effects and risks attached to them. Here we have a series of patients treated with acupuncture, and they were very carefully divided into different groups. Each group had different treatment, some acupuncture, some fake acupuncture, some just dietary, some just medication. And the results were really encouraging. So, for any ladies out there listening, if you're really, you know, if they're having a hard time, and I'm sure lots of your listeners are in the age group of ladies that are at that period in their life, all the people who go to the sunshine to retire, you want to have a good life, don't you? You want to enjoy things. Yeah. Have a go at acupuncture. If you're really suffering, find a local properly qualified acupuncturist. Chances are, if you ask your doctor, they will know who the proper local and highly regarded acupuncturists are in the region. And, you know, have a go at it. Yes, as I said, there are hormones and other drugs that can be used to treat the different symptoms, but none of them are without side effects. So why not try something non-pharmacological to begin with?
Well, you've got to lose, basically. Yeah.
You've got nothing to lose, and this was a 6 week after 6 weeks into the study, 80% of the women who were in the acupuncture group said that they felt that the sessions of acupuncture had helped them and had reduced their symptoms.
Mm.
Now that's 80% of the women felt better with no drugs, no chemicals, no risky treatments at all. So you know, nothing to lose, is there?
Okay, well, there we go. Right, moving on to the next one, and I've seen this quite late recently about high-fat diets and low-carb diets and all that sort of stuff. More dangers of high-fat diets, they change the balance of gut bacteria, increasing the risk of heart disease and metabolic problems.
Yeah, this is a really interesting question. I've been very interested in the whole question of the what's called the microbiome. That's the gut bacteria.
Yeah.
And I got interested when I met, many, many years, it must be 35, 40 years ago now, an amazing Dutch veterinary science who was the head of Yakult. That's the Japanese, you know,
yogurt.
Like a sort of yogurt, but it's not yogurt, it's a fermented milk drink. And their main factory outside of Japan is actually in Holland. And this chap was the head of it. And he was a veterinary scientist who had spent many years studying the effects of nutrition on the gut bacteria in animals. And, of course, farmers were into this many years before the doctors were, because for the farmers it's a question of money and profit, so they want their animals to be, you know, as healthy as they can. And they did a lot of research into the importance of maintaining the proper gut bacteria, which is why he got the job of heading up Yakult, because it's, I don't know if you can buy it in Spain.
I'm not sure, because I probably see advertised on British television. That's probably where I'm getting mixed up.
Yeah, it's very. There are one or two shops, I think, in Paris where you can buy it in France, but nowhere else.
Mm.
Whereas in most other European countries, you can get it, you know, in every supermarket. But what that is, it's a little tiny pot with millions and millions of a very specific gut bacteria, which encourages the growth of this microbiome in the gut. And if people live on a high-fat, low-carbohydrate diet, then it seriously disturbs the balance of all the good, healthy bugs that should be living in your gut. And once you upset that balance in the gut, it leads you into all sorts of problems, and particularly it increases your risk of, particularly of heart disease and other inflammatory processes, and also what's called metabolic disturbances. That's disturbances of the way your body chemistry works, which can lead to all sorts of inflammatory conditions, like all the joint inflammatory diseases like arthritis and rheumatoid arthritis and osteoarthritis. It increases the risk of bowel problems, of digestive problems. So really, this is just one more reason that people should live on a sensible diet.
Yeah.
You know, I've never spoken to you seriously about people living on extreme diets in order to be healthy.
Yeah.
It's what's known generally as the Mediterranean diet, which is like everywhere in the south of Spain, this wonderful diet of lots of vegetables, lots of salads, lots of fruit, lots of fish, not that much meat, not huge amounts of dairy products, but lovely cheeses when you want them. And it's just a good, healthy balance. Olive oils, you know, all the wonderful sunshine, wonderful ripe, delicious fruits, full of all the things we need, and not huge amounts of animal fat.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's the same old story, isn't it? I mean, you know, it's something we know, but we need to be reminded, of course. Our final one today, Michael, is a definitive report from Harvard says that one-third of the population cutting out gluten are not only wasting their time, but are putting themselves at risk of heart disease, type 2 diabetes. Now, this really gets my goat, Michael, because, you know, you get to the point now where you can't walk in a shop without seeing the gluten-free sign, and, you know, and I like a bit of gluten, if I'm honest with you. I don't see a problem. I'm not allergic to gluten, so I'm fine to have gluten. Thank you very much. I feel better for that.
See, I agree with you 1,000%, Dave, because, you know, more and more and more and more you're seeing this stuff everywhere. I couldn't believe it. There's an advert running on the British television for a shampoo which is gluten-free. Really, I'm serious. A gluten-free shampoo. I mean, how mad is that? I'm quite sure it costs, you know, a lot more than the other shampoos. I'm going to have to pay a premium for it. The public are so stupid and gullible. They believe everything they hear, everything they read, and especially if it's said by some celebrity who endorses it.
Yeah.
And there are loads of them who'll do anything for money. And the fact is this. For people who suffer from celiac disease, which is a real serious, severe allergy to gluten, for them, avoiding gluten is a matter of life and death.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, It really is absolutely vital and essential that they don't have gluten. I mean, so much so that somebody who has celiac disease, if you were to cut a slice of bread on your breadboard,
yeah,
and then use the same knife to cut a slice of gluten-free bread, the traces left on that knife and transferred to the gluten-free bread would be enough to make them very, very ill.
Wow.
It's that serious.
I didn't realize the severity of it.
Oh, yeah. But we're looking at maybe 0.1% of the population. You know, one person in every 100,000. You know, for those who have it, it's desperately serious. There are then, again, an equally important but very small percentage of people who have a gluten sensitivity, although they're not suffering from celiac disease.
Yeah.
So that, for example, some people who suffer from irritable bowel syndrome will do extremely well and be much healthier and much better and much happier on a gluten-free diet.
Yeah.
But that's a tiny proportion. And to anybody out there who's thinking about a gluten-free diet, if you've got IBS or some other inflammatory bowel disease, try a gluten-free diet for a month. If it's no better, dramatically better, forget it. Because, and this is a really serious piece of research, there's a fascinating guy who I've been following for many, many years. He's a professor of nutrition at Harvard, at the Harvard School of, the Harvard Chan School of Public Health. And he is so instrumental in proving the quality of nutritional information all around the world. And they've done some new research, right, at Harvard. And they've shown that, particularly this research was done in America, that the risk of type 2 diabetes and heart disease, right, is seriously increased by cutting out gluten.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you cut out all the foods with gluten, you're cutting out all the foods with healthy fiber. So what it does to your gut, nobody knows. Nobody has done any sort of research that I've seen yet, but it will come for sure,
yeah,
on how gluten-free diets will make problems like irritable bowel syndrome, like diverticulitis, colitis, inflammatory bowel disease, a much more serious problem on a gluten-free diet, because the fiber, which is where the gluten is all thrown away. You avoid wholemeal bread, the whole grains, whole cereals. And they are so important for healthy nutrition. And, you know, people just follow like sheep because Gwyneth Paltrow says gluten-free diet will make you thin, which is a rubbish. It doesn't make you thin at all. You won't lose weight just cutting out gluten. You've got to have a whole change of lifestyle.
I wish it was that easy. Weight,
yeah. Which is like eating a balanced diet, eating a bit less, cutting out the junk, and taking a bit of exercise. I mean, you know, but people believe because they see it in the glossy magazines, the latest celebrity looking, you know, like a pencil, because they say, oh, we did it all on a gluten-free diet.
Yeah.
We changed our lives with a gluten-free diet. We had 14 babies after going on a gluten-free diet. I mean, but sadly, people believe it. And this is the sort of fake news which is horribly spread more and more and more and more via the internet.
I mean, we've got to take responsibility for ourselves, haven't we? We've got to look at your website and other people like you who are saying the same sort of thing, who are looking at it from a scientific point of view. People like this guy, your guy that you like here at Harvard, obviously he's no fool. He's an expert in this. Listen to these people.
Well, of course you have. And also the thing is, use your own common sense. Does it make real sense to believe what this is saying? And the real question is to ask, who is making money out of this?
Yes. Okay.
And as soon as you say gluten-free, up goes the price.
Exactly, yeah.
And it's the food manufacturers jump on these mad fads, and before you know it, there's gluten-free shampoo. Ho, ho, ho.
There we are.
It's great. It is crazy, isn't it, really?
One of these days I'm going to get a button off the shelf and it'll say, no lactose, no gluten, no sugar, no this, no dairy. It's got nothing in it. It's got to be good for you. There's nothing in it. So,
Oh, that's right. just take a pill. Don't take a pill. I'm quite sure that the people in Spain have got more sense. I mean, if you look at tapas, I mean, most tapas, firstly, they are delicious.
Yes.
Funny enough, I was just watching yesterday, I think it was, an old television program of the fishy chef.
Oh, Rick Stein.
Rick Stein in Spain.
Yes. Yeah, very good. I've seen
and
that.
And he was looking at tapas recipes and wonderful fish recipes and all the great things that people eat in Spain. And basically, they are delicious. But they are also very healthy.
Yeah.
And the idea of the sort of, well, it's much like, isn't it, the Mediterranean diet. It's lots of olive oil. It's lots of fish. They make wonderful ham in Spain.
Yeah. And you must watch on YouTube, Michael, Keith Floyd in Malaga.
I haven't seen that.
Yes, you'll enjoy that one. That's basically there's quite a bit of wine in there, but great food.
he was a great chum of mine. Was Keith Floyd? He was a frequent guest on my old radio program years ago in the UK.
Fantastic!
He was the most delightful man.
One of our presenters here at TRE was really good friends with him as well. Bill was really good friends with Keith Floyd and talks lovingly of him, and so would love to have met him. Well, Michael, unfortunately the clock has beaten us again, so if anybody wants to find your website and get some more information on all this kind of stuff, how can they do that?
It's www.michaelvanstratton, all one word, .com. michaelvanstratton.com, and it's all there. And as we say every time, you can't spend your money. Everything's free. All the information is free. You don't have to pay or join or sign up or anything. It's all there on the website.
Brilliant. Thank you, Michael. Dr. Michael Van Stratton on Talk Radio Europe again, as always. Thank you, Michael.
And thank you. Nice to talk to you again, Dave.
Bye. Bye-bye.